I'm Susan Young. I'm the chair of the Management Selection and Review Committee of the KPFT Local Station Board. This is the meeting of October 22nd. And let me just note that we failed to get our meeting happening on October 16th. So this was scheduled to follow it.
Madam Chair, I would respectfully suggest that it's October 23rd.
Oh, thank you so much. By the way, the chair is date dyslexic, severely date dyslexic. I almost always get dates wrong. So anyway, I guess it's October 23rd. How nice is that? It is now 7:15 and we are convening the meeting. Our secretary is not here. I will take the role. Teresa Allen asked for an excused absence. David Britton?
Here.
Speak up, please.
Here.
Okay, was that you, David?
Yes.
Great. Adriana Kasanev? Don't see her. Rajat Chopra?
Here.
Here. Okay, great. Joseph Davis? I don't see you. Glenn Etienne? I don't see you. Robert Gartner, I don't see you. Rob Lee, Rob was
present.
Here. There you go. Okay, Cheryl Lynn, I don't see you. Marianne Martinez, I don't see you. Sean Kelly McPherson.
Here.
Here. Tori Mercer.
Here.
Stuart Nance. Oh, I left Lyndon Foley. Apologies, I jumped over you.
Yeah, I was wondering how the alphabet went. Here.
Not only am I date dyslexic, I have a little problem with the alphabet. Okie dokie, there we are. Stuart Nance, I see you.
Yes, I'm here.
Great. Frank Pratka has requested resigning from the committee. Jane Shidler.
Present.
Susan Young, I'm here. Okay. The agenda was sent out to you all, so I'm going to read it.
Susan, could I interject?
Yes.
Yeah. I am on kpft.org, and I see our meeting, and I'm not quite sure what I'm supposed to see as far as that it's being streamed.
Streamed?
I think so actually it says not streamed. It says KPF. Oh, that's WKP. Okay. But it says KPFT Management Selection Committee. This meeting,
go down to the bottom.
To the very bottom?
Of that cell, there's a place where you can click on it, and that shows that it's streaming. I mean, you can hear it.
Hey, Otis, even though I'm not, even though you said you were naming me host, I don't see a button. Well, no, wait, it does say that it is recording. So even if it's not streaming, if it's recording, Otis will upload the recording.
Okay. So we will go ahead. Let me read the agenda. Convene and roll call. Approve agenda. Approve minutes. And I'm asking that we postpone them because I haven't been able to get them to everybody. Process and schedule for GM interim. Evaluation being sent in a separate email. You should have received it. Process and schedule for LSB self-evaluation. Discuss process and schedule for permanent GM search. Confirm next meeting date and adjourn. Is there any objection to the agenda as I have read it? Mm-hmm. Hearing none. We are all systems go. Regarding the minutes, as I said, I am asking that we postpone consideration until the next meeting. Is there any objection? Hearing none, we're doing that. Okay. The GM evaluation is to be done annually, and we are a bit late in ours. Personnel Committee, the National Personnel Committee, has been reviewing how these are done and given suggestions. I'm going to tell you what I recommend so we can get going because the time is very short. Basically, I believe the schedule needs to be, we're meeting right now on the 23rd, is for tonight for me to send out the survey to LSB members to return and for them to return them by October 29th. So that's just a week. And that means that there's going to have to be a lot of calls to people. That the MSRC will meet on October 30th, and that's where we will see the results of the survey. I will compile them. The only person who will see the surveys themselves will be me and the secretary. I suggest that we meet with Sandy Weinman to confer with him, have an interaction with him about how he assesses his performance, what he has as recommendations for the future year on November 11th. And then that permits us to make a presentation in executive session to the board at our November 13th meeting. Are there any objections to that schedule? The two elements that the National Committee has recommended are, one, this, I sent them all out to you, okay? This is the backgrounder for what is required of local station boards. There is a survey that will go out to the local station boards. I will read it. And it's Appendix B, LSB member survey, read job description, performance. Period of evaluation. And so this one would be like, I think I'll get the last date, but it will be November 2023 to November 2024. Questions 1 through 10 are to be answered with both a narrative reply and a rating that can be checked off in the box at the start of your reply, with exceptional as having the highest ranking, inadequate as the lowest. Check one only. Choose NA. If you decline to rank and give your reason, the question is not appropriate, I do not have enough information. It's like, I never work with a GM on that basis. Performance evaluation, the questions. Does the general manager conduct the affairs of the station in order to raise resources sufficient to a balanced budget and pay central services? Second question. Does the GM work with the LSB to support the annual budget development process and monitor implementation during the year? Third question, does the general manager produce programming that conforms to the Pacifica mission and the needs and interests of the community served by KPFT? Does the general manager perform at least an annual review as prescribed by the National Board to assess whether programming is effective by listenership and financial support? 5, does the GM support community outreach through social media, website, events, and other? 6, does the GM manage the physical plant and transmitter functions to sustain operations and provide a safe workplace? 7, does the general manager attend all local station board meetings and provide timely written reports for these meetings? 8, does the general manager cooperate with the nationally conducted LSB elections process? 9, does the general manager assure that local, state, and federal laws, rules, and regulations are followed and reports filed in a timely fashion? Then, general questions. What are the areas in which the general manager has performed most effectively? What are the areas that need improvement? As a whole, how would you rate the performance of the general manager from the dates to the present? Excellent, strong, good, needs significant improvement, totally inadequate, signed and dated. This is very similar. It's virtually the same as the survey instrument we used last year. It is my intention to provide a little more room on this survey and send it out to our local station board tonight and ask everybody to send it back to me no later than October 29th. Is there any objection to that going forward? Jory.
Where is the feedback from the members? I mean, this is a community organization. Their opinion should matter more than ours.
So the local station board is supposed to evaluate the general manager. And so this is a job that we have to do, and it pertains to our relationship to it. I believe that listener evaluations are important, and I don't think we have good instruments or platforms to do that, and that should be a priority. KPFA has a very powerful listener member survey instrument, and I would like for us to look at that and see if we can implement it. It's not clear who should do that. In other words, there are several responsibilities on that. I think at KPFA, the general manager does it. At other places, it's the CAB. At other places, it's the LSB. And I think that is something that it would be good for our committee to look at. How can we put that in place?
When you talk about data-driven, whatever, I mean, I would think that the management would want this more than anybody. You know,
no question.
You get feedback on, like, with donations, but that's a rough instrument, you know.
So, agreed. And so what I'd like to do is, first of all, I want to get this thing done, which is our responsibility under the bylaws.
Okay, I'm done.
I'd like to share the KPFA instrument with everybody to see if that's something that we might find a way to go forward with. Linda.
Yeah, thank you. I didn't see anything about relations with staff.
Okay, so
let personnel. Me tell you, I didn't see anything in that regarding that.
I have been advised by the executive director and by by Darlene Pagano, who is an HR professional and serves on the personnel committee, that it is inappropriate for the LSB to survey or meet with staff.
That's not what I had in mind.
Got it. Okay. So are you meaning that it would just be our perception?
Correct.
Okay. So I will add a question, if that's all right, about general manager's relationship with staff and community. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
Okay.
I mean, I think that's awful important. I mean,
no, it is.
If you have a manager, you're managing people, and it's a big deal.
Let me tell you another thing that is a couple things that are in the works. One is the personnel committee, the National Personnel Committee, has been pushing the executive director to perform internal HR type evaluation processes, starting with GM and other people who report to her, their self-evaluations, and then 360s of those, or something at least starting with perceptions of workplace environment. Do you feel supported? You know, that sort of thing. She, I believe, has just initiated, she told me she was going to, I hope she has, the GM self-evaluation, which is the first step in that.
Mm-hmm.
We have a very powerful tool that's being essentially put together by OTIS, and that is the staff directory. He has wanted to do that for many years. It's the way a good business is run, that you have a staff directory with people's phone numbers, where they live. They also, the only way you can be on the staff directory is if you have completed and adhere to the FCC compliance training. That directory, when it gets fully up and running, can be interactive, and staff can give feedback. Jane. Can't hear you.
Sorry, does that include having an NDA on file? Because I would think that would go hand in hand.
The whole, this is one of the difficulties that we have.
That's getting a little far away from our, where we are. Don't you think?
Okay.
I mean, the staff, this directory that is not even made.
Sorry, what?
The staff does or doesn't have to have an NDA. Okay.
What?
It would probably depend on what their responsibility is. So like if they handle financial or personnel matters, but programmers don't have to have an NDA. Linda, and it's, by the way, it's not our responsibility. That's the ED's responsibility. Linda.
Yeah. I was just saying that, whether staff has to have NDAs or even the, it's kind of premature, I think, for our discussion here. What you're talking about, some directory doesn't even exist at this point.
It actually does. Because people cannot
I thought you said he was putting it together, but.
It doesn't have all its functions up and running.
Right. Okay. So.
The program director has all that. I mean, that's their job. They communicate all day and every day with all the staff. And so the information's there. It's just not shared. And so the process. You know, for me, it's all about how do you turn a hierarchical organization into a horizontal organization. And I know we're never going to get to become a real co-op. You know, we're not going to lose our 501c3 corporate status, but there's a lot of ways that you can flatten out the hierarchy, and communication's the number one.
So one of the pieces I would like for us to do is to have as a part of our process, we didn't have it last year, we ran out of time, is a meeting with Sandy. And I will add the question about relations with staff and community. I'm sorry, Lyndon, yeah?
So is Sandy going to be filling out one self-evaluation for the LSB and then or for our committee, and then another self-evaluation for the ED?
So you brought up, you know, one of the ways in which all of this is silly and complicated and blah, blah, blah. He will fill out a self-evaluation for the ED. He'll have my proposal is, okay, that's what we're talking about. We'll have a conversation with us. What I'm going to suggest, this is an instrument, that this is another appendix that was sent to you. This is a report card that was developed at the personnel committee. And I think the person who would fill this out would be Sandy. And the report card is, and it would be, you know, over time when you know, at the start of the year, at the end of the year, membership, listenership, market share, timeliness of budgets and financial reports, maintaining a financial position that is at least revenue neutral, payment of central services, frequency of grid evaluation and criteria, frequency of staff trainings, community events and activities, web traffic and social media presence, development strategies implemented, collaborations, volunteer opportunities, and management. So these would be filled out by him as a report card. And by the way, this is the first time we're doing this. Sandy had actually kind of suggested it. Others have suggested it. This is our first shot at it. So the schedule that I suggested is add that element that Lyndon recommended. Make this form usable. And send it out to the LSB tonight and instruct people to send it back to me by October 29th. I'll also probably put in a series of phone calls. MSRC already has scheduled an October 30th meeting. Everybody who does dates better than I do, Tori, was that correct? That's when the next meeting is?
On KPFTX, I think we're scheduled for 1 week from tonight.
Okay, so I think that's the 30th.
Yeah.
Then I suggest we have a meeting with Sandy. So I'm going to alert Sandy that we're moving forward on this process, which is very similar to what we did last year, but that, and that we will discuss with him the results from this and have an open and candid conversation about his perspectives and our perspectives. And I'm going to ask him to fill out the report card, which, by the way, parallels a lot of the information he already gives us. So I'm proposing November 11th for that, and then a briefing to the LSB at our November 13th board meeting, which is the last official board meeting for this local station board.
Oh, that sounds good. Just it,
right.
Say that again. It's our last meeting.
November 13th is the last regularly scheduled meeting.
How many years did you sign up for, Tori?
What?
Tori, how many years did you sign up for?
I don't know, man. I think I just got in this life raft.
So we, December is when the new term LSB is seated. Some of us are carryover. Some will be new.
Absolutely right.
Okay. So that is what I wish to accomplish this evening. Let me look at the agenda. Minutes postponing. So this has been the discussion of the GM evaluation. We also have discussed at the national level that the LSB should evaluate itself. Best practices for nonprofits are that the board establishes standards for itself and evaluates its performance under those standards. We're in discussion about those. I don't want to double. I want to get this one done, the GM evaluation, before trying to move forward on the LSB self-evaluation. But I encourage us to do that in the near future. And then let me just bring up the last agenda item was discuss process and schedule for permanent GM search. Because this LSB has its last meeting on November, getting the GM evaluation done by November is critical. It will take us longer. We'll not be able to get a GM search accomplished by November, so it will overlap this LSB and the next LSB. Furthermore, there are, I think as I've mentioned, there are searches underway at basically five of the stations. And there is a proposal to have some joint postings. And there is also a review of the job description. The job descriptions assume everybody has more staff. So it's like, supervise the business manager, supervise the, the tech guys, whatever. So I am encouraging the National Personnel Committee to give a look at the job descriptions so that we can figure out how best to fit them to what the circumstances are, maybe generally, but probably station to station. So I'm just giving you an update right now. I'm not asking for any actions. Jane.
I probably am out of line. And if I am, I have no problem with you telling me I'm out of line.
You're out of line.
You're welcome. We have a really awesome interim GM.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure that it benefits everyone financially or psychologically to get deeply involved in a process. And I totally respect the prospect, the concept of reviewing our interim GM. But in my humble opinion, he's done an amazing job financially. He has brought us back from the brink in a miraculous way. And so I'm not absolutely sure that we need to be deeply involved in this PNB process. And, you know, and tell me I'm crazy. I mean, you know I'm crazy, but you love me anyway. So
you're crazy. So yes. And Tori, I see that your hand's up. Let me respond to Jane. There are two processes. So there's a real question in my mind about if we're going to be moving forward with a permanent GM search, do we do this evaluation? Frankly, I think we owe it to Sandy, and I think it's an obligation that we need to take seriously and have that be a part of, a regular part of what every LSB does. The question about Sandy will decide if he wants to put his name in. We cannot transition to a permanent GM position without a search process. It's bylaw mandated.
Can you show me where in the bylaws? You give me chapter and verse.
It's under the jobs at the LSB. The local station boards develop a pool of candidates for consideration by the ED. It's mandated. And so she has told me that she cannot make the decision if she wanted to, and she may or may not, you know, she's not appropriately not letting me know. She cannot offer Sandy a permanent position without there being the bylaw mandated search process.
Can you share that section of the bylaws with us?
I can get it to you afterwards, but look under, I think it's Article 7, and it's the responsibilities of the LSBs.
Thank you.
Okay, Tori.
Okay, so key word here, process, you know, any kind of, you know, that's the difference between a dictatorship and a democracy is process. And so process is good. And then the end of that process of evaluation, there's going to be some recommendations to Sandy, you know, if he's not Jesus or something, if he's not perfect. And so it would seem as process that you give a period of time after the feedback to see how Sandy adjusts to that feedback. And then normally, I mean, if, you know, somebody doesn't adjust to it, then you go through the next process, which is the search. But you're saying that we got to do it because of, in order to put it into a permanent position. But it would seem like at that point, we need to ask Sandy if he wants to go through that process himself. I mean, or, I mean, if he's fine, I mean, if he comes out of if he develops along the lines that are recommended to him, you know, he makes these implementations or whatever, and he's, you know, and he's still, you know, doing a great job otherwise, then, you know, does he want to go through that next process of, you know, because it's not just a burden on him. It's a huge burden on this committee. You know, this is months and months and months of work that we're putting ourselves into. And if it's just going to wind up, you know, Sandy being the best candidate, which is most likely what's going to happen, then we've wasted all that time, months and months and hours and hours.
It will not be months and months. And Lyndon, yeah, it is by law. Both of these activities, by the way, are by law mandated. Okay. We cannot in this is an evaluation process. It's not a search process. So we have to open it up to other candidates. We have to open up the possibility for naming a permanent GM. Sandy may put his name in. He may be the best. He may be the only. Linda.
Tori, are you saying that if Sandy was to express an interest in remaining just an interim general manager in a non-paid position, that's what we should do? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, after the evaluation,
right,
and,
right.
You know, if he's all, you know, thumbs up on, and he does well, and, you know, he's still bringing in the bucks and putting on right. Decent programming, And, if he's, you know, willing to continue at this low level of compensation, you know, it's like, if it ain't fixed, don't broke it.
Unfortunately, a search process, we've been through these conversations with other stations. A search process is required. I imagine if Sandy puts his name in, that he would be the very likely choice. Not only because of how he has saved the station and turned it around and demonstrated his capabilities, but also because we cannot afford the $75,000 a year standard. Okay. So, but it will not be a legitimate hire if we do not, mind you, I don't like these bylaws. They drive me, they drive me crazy. I was going to put in an adjective there. But this is something that is required, and it has been. When people haven't followed this requirement at other stations, all heck has broken loose. So I
it breaks people, loose. It's going to break. I promise you, it's going to break loose no matter what you do.
I've already had the conversation with Sandy and with Stephanie.
Okay. So, all right, cool. Proceed.
Okay, great. So Jane.
I'm just going to enhance what Tori was saying, and that is kind of flip the script and say, how would we all feel? And you know me, I'm 110% on Team Sandy. But how would we all feel if there was some, can I say the word jackass? That we didn't like, that was promoted by certain members of the LSB, and that we had to deal with that. And which is why I'm going to go back to Susan and say, we're going to go through the protocol. We're going to do what we have to do to make this clean and legitimate. And, you know, and like I said, I think Sandy is doing an amazing job. And then financially alone, that was it. And I speak as a former programmer, and he has a sense of what programmers go through, and just a brilliant sense of marketing and really pulling us along financially. So as much as I wish I were a Tammany Hall boss and just pick the person that I wanted to be our manager, I love that we have the process, and that's all I'm going to say. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you very much, Jane. Mac.
Respectfully, all that we're talking about is stuff we should be putting down on the little forms. What are we going to do next in this meeting?
Actually, we're at the end of the meeting, Mac.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So,
next
meeting is October 30th. Linda. You're muted.
Thank you. I think there's a question that's not being really answered here, or it's not being asked directly enough. Are we required to have a search? I mean, are we required to get a permanent GM? Are we required to get a permanent GM?
Okay, the problem is an interim position is only supposed to be 6 months. And this is labor law I don't understand, but we are out of compliance at least three stations.
Okay, labor law. Who, what state is that?
California. California,
because we're incorporating California.
I
doubt it's the law of Texas.
That's so right.
We're incorporated in California.
Yeah, I know that. Okay. Well, I just want to make sure and so we've been breaking the law for a year and a half or
adhere
or what
in other
places. Okay. Okay.
Right.
All right. Well, that would be a definitive,
But you know what?
I would definitely, I request that we get that law, that we see it.
Good point.
A lot of things get said. And I'm not blaming you, Susan, for just, you know, bringing things up, but boy.
Well, I'm basically full of misinformation and hooey.
Where can we get a lawyer?
Wait.
Mac is he's getting disgusted right now. You can see that look on his face. I will get from Stephanie and from Darlene, who's an HR professional.
Yeah, there you go.
And provide the information. Okay. But so the question right now isn't about the search. It's about the evaluation.
Right.
And I think we'll all systems go. So October 30th is the next meeting. I will do up minutes real fast. I will get the survey out. I'll inform Sandy what we're doing. Mac, aren't you going to move to adjourn? Get your butt in gear, dude.
Move to adjourn.
I think he's going to play it on his guitar.
Okay. Is there any objection to adjourning? And no. The time is 7:51.
Okay. Here I come.
Bye, everybody.